Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Finding True Wealth. I'm Nick Hopwood, your host, and today we're going to be talking retirement with Donna Martin, who's a certified retirement coach. Last week, she hosted a workshop that my clients were all invited to. We had about 45 people come out, and Donna hosted the Naked Retirement Workshop, where we kept our clothes on, but we shed all of our preconceived notions about what retirement really means. And the objective with today's podcast is to give everyone a taste of what went on last week and cover those main topics so everyone can benefit. A little bit about Donna. She's a certified retirement coach. She's the owner and CEO of Change Engine, a business and retirement coaching firm. She works with professionals who want to achieve big goals and overcome obstacles in their business lives, as well as prepare for a successful transition into their retirement life. She's certified by the Retirement Project, the John Maxwell Group, Results Coaching, and the Professional Business Coaching Alliance. And prior to entering the coaching field, she's the owner and president of a local company with 5 offices and sales of over $6 million annually. I'm happy and proud to consider Donna a close friend of mine for the last 10 years. And let's go ahead and bring her in. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thanks, Nick. Great to be here.
Donna Martin is our certified retirement coach. And today we're going to be talking about recapping, actually, some of the same topics that we talked about last week at our Naked Retirement Workshop. We had some really great stimulating conversation and education that Donna provided. And two of the main things that jumped out to me was the idea that people usually run out of meaning in life before they run out of money. Can you comment on that, Donna?
Well, it's very true, Nick. In fact, a lot of people can spend the last years of their lives flailing around and not knowing exactly what to do and how to get the meaning and purpose that they had when they were involved in their work and family life when they were raising children. So you're right. They can run out of meaning before they run out of money.
And another thing that really jumped out at me was the idea that meaningful work or meaningful pursuits, or for that matter, any meaningful activity generally is more fulfilling than a life of leisure. And usually everyone has the idea that leisure is what you want to retire to, but we find that's not really the most rewarding or most fulfilling experience.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the thing that has changed is that people spend far more years in retirement now than they ever did before. So leisure pursuits for a year to a couple years were perfectly reasonable, and people could be fulfilled that way. But now we're spending 20 to 30 years in retirement, and people find often that they cannot golf every day, that they don't want to go to the beach constantly. Yes, they enjoy those things, but not as a way of life. And so they're looking for more, and it's my hope that through the education programs like the one you offered, that people will start to see that there is a whole array of activities and meaningful work that they can do now with the rest of their lives. And many retirees are doing exactly that. First of all, they're not old when they retire. We're not old anymore at 65. And we have a lot to offer, a lot to enjoy, and especially in giving back. You know, those volunteer opportunities are everywhere. And people can really feel good about themselves and about what they're contributing to the world by getting engaged in what you called meaningful activity.
I couldn't agree more. And I want to cover so much here. I hope that we have enough time. And I really want the people who were not able to come to our workshop to be able to listen to this and try and get as much out of it. So one of the other topics that we covered last week was transition. You know, what are the hot topics there inside the transition to retirement?
Well, one of the biggest issues that people have is that they assume that transition to retirement will be seamless, They've been led to believe this by the media and what they read in magazines, that if you have a good financial plan, that everything else will fall into place. And in fact, transition into retirement is one of the biggest transitions that people make in their lives. They've studied it, and actually you have the same amount of stress going into retirement that you do when you get married or if you lose a job. So if you look at that, it's a big transition. And people oftentimes are very disappointed that it doesn't happen seamlessly and without any stress and strain. They can even be embarrassed by that. And there's no need. In fact, it is a big transition. You're letting go of a great big part of your life. And it's more than just work. It's all the things that work provides for us. Work gives us time management. It gives us purpose. It gives us some automatic socialization. We don't even have to do anything to create these social interactions. They're just there at work. There are many things we get out of work that sometimes seem invisible because we don't really notice them. But when they're gone, then we notice that those things are missing in our lives. So it's not uncommon to feel very uncomfortable, to feel in a way defeated. You know, I left this career that I was done with, and now I've left it for nothing. And in fact, it's not nothing at all. But those feelings in the middle, when you're letting go of the person you were, the identity that you may have held on to for decades, and moving into a new phase of life is a challenge. And it certainly can be done effectively, but most of the time, not just automatically.
So it sounds like there are a lot of benefits for working that people take for granted.
You summarized it perfectly. There are indeed. And many times they don't miss them until they're gone. And what they need to do, hopefully, Nick, is to find ways to replace those. Not necessarily to get another job, but certainly people do that. But if they are defining themselves by what they did, then we need to help people find something else that is meaningful to them that they can hold on to.
But aren't there people that just hate their job so much that they just can't wait to get out? And, you know, maybe they haven't even thought about what it looks like, what they're actually going to be spending their time doing in retirement. They just hate their job so much they can't wait to stop doing that.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. And sometimes those people walk right out and never look back and walk into their old hobbies, their old relationships, and are happy campers. But very often, there are things about their job that they like that they don't realize, that they like being someplace at 8 a.m. in the morning because they know where they're going to be and they don't have to think about it. They like getting paid. They like their buddies at work. They may not like the work itself, but all the things that they had at work, when they're gone instantly, can be quite a shock, and especially without any thinking about what you're going to do next. Think of your daily or your weekly calendar if everything on it was erased. Think about all that time you would have, and what are you going to do with that time?
It's hard for me to imagine having that problem the way things are right now for my daily life.
Exactly. And that's a big transition for you because you're busy and you have your career and your family and all of those things. But in fact, someday, if you haven't planned well, the calendar will be blank.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking forward to that next week because we'll be on vacation with a blank calendar.
Perfect.
For a change.
Yes. And 1 week of that, it can be gleeful. However, a whole lifetime of that can be really disheartening.
Absolutely. That's what everything tells us with all the research and the studies with people in retirement today. Now, there are a lot of benefits of retirement. We don't want to make it sound like, you know, working is what everyone needs to continue doing. Tell us, what do you see people really enjoying about retirement today?
Well, there are a lot of people who enjoy the freedom of the schedule. You know, as much as I say people may like the fact that they have to be at work at a certain time, there are an awful lot of people who enjoy being able to get up when they want to, drink coffee as long as they like, enjoy that freedom. And it's a really liberating time of life for a lot of people. And, you know, creating their own schedule throughout the day, not being required to do things that they don't like to do, like the worker you talked about who hated what he did. So there's it can be a wonderful, wonderful time of life. And I think what I'm trying to do and what you're trying to do through client education is to let people know that, A, it's not a simple process to get from one stage to the other, and that with some planning and some looking about and really searching inside, they can find even more meaning than they ever had in the life that they live ahead in retirement.
Probably one of the benefits for a lot of people in retirement is no more annoying coworkers and no more jerk of a boss, right?
Oh, absolutely. Those interactions with people you dislike are absolutely required if you're in the workplace. And a lot of times, you know, when you're not, you can obviously choose who you're around. But one thing to remember, and this is a fallacy people carry with them, is that all problems will be solved when you move into retirement. But in fact, not really. I mean, if there are issues in your life that are non-work related, they won't go away when you move into retirement. If you have issues in your family that are difficult, they're coming with you. If you have financial issues, which hopefully you don't if you've got Nick for a planner, but if you have financial issues, they're coming too. Health issues will come along. And so while there can be a lot of benefits in retirement, it's not heavenly.
I think, the health is an important issue because as we're getting older, our bodies are aging, and we have, you know, basically more free time. It allows for the opportunity to have bad choices, and that can affect your health. It seems to me like one of the best things you can do is create a new routine in retirement, focusing on health.
Absolutely true. And we're seeing more and more of that in the world where health-related activities are promoted to people who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. A lot of the workout facilities have special programs. I know the tennis clubs allow that people to join for reduced fees to get people out and get them active. One of the things that people often say when they're working and raising a family is they don't have time for their health. And once you have the time in retirement, that barrier should go away. But you're right. People can sometimes get very lethargic. You know, retirees are spending 43 hours a week in front of television. That's not a physical activity. And I think that's going to grow, unfortunately. So it is really important, especially as we age, always important to be healthy, but especially as we age, when parts of our body are going to naturally wear and get some tears, that we start to really focus on how we're eating, whether we're sleeping. One of the things I talk about a lot is handling stress the right way. And when I mean the right way, there's no one way. But stress is a great problem for Americans, and it can be so in age. It can create a lot of health issues. And sometimes it isn't labeled on the diagnosis as the cause, when in fact it is. So finding a good way to release stress, to relax, to let that part of us disappear for a while is very, very important. So, and of course, eating, I think we mentioned that, but the foods that are out there are not necessarily the best choices for us. And exercise. Exercise is key. And it can be done anyway. We don't have to run marathons like you do, Nick. Mm-hmm. We need to get out of the house, put one foot in front of the other, and walk and move and enjoy the activity.
We actually ran my son and I ran the 5K at the Big House last weekend. It was called Trail to the Victors. And it was a lot of fun because there's over 6,000 runners for the 5K, and you finish inside Michigan Stadium at midfield, touching the Go Blue banner. So that was a lot of fun, and it was great to see such a great crowd out there exercising.
Exactly.
I believe very strongly in health yields wealth. And I'll point our listeners to a podcast we did last year where we recorded our panel, our health yields wealth panel. So please check that out. But a couple points that I want to drive home. You said a lot of people say that they don't have time to work out. And now that they have the 43 hours to watch TV, there really is no excuse. So why not make it part of your routine? The first thing you do in the morning, you can check the box I did my walking, I did my lifting, I did whatever you do, and just be done with it and make it part of that habit first thing in the morning every day. And there's, so there's also the mind where, you know, if you're staying active, whether it's like a meaningful pursuit, like we mentioned, that's going to help keep your mind sharp, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things about physical exercise, for example, I took up tennis when I had more time because I love the sport. So, of course, I get exercise playing tennis, but I also get socialization, and I've also made new friends. And now I'm going to watch the ATP Open down in Cincinnati with a group of people who want to go and do that. So there are lots of benefits of getting involved, just like you being with 6,000 people in the big house. I'm sure you didn't get to know all of them, but still, you were part of a group, and there was camaraderie and enjoyment and probably some sunshine. So physical exercise doesn't necessarily have to be doing sit-ups in your bedroom. It can be out in the world, engaged with other people and doing interesting and fun activities that make the exercise seem almost as an aside to what else is going on. So I really encourage people to do things like that. If they like people, get involved in an exercise that takes you out of your comfort zone and into a place where you can meet new people and, you know, make some new friends, make some new acquaintances, enjoy the activity, and you can get a lot of bang for your buck that way.
Absolutely. I'm glad that we spend a lot of time on health. But a lot of times people are concerned about money in retirement, and hopefully they've worked with someone like me, a certified financial planner, who looks at things holistically before they've, you know, taken the plunge or they're into their second half. What do you tell people about money as it relates to the Naked Retirement Workshop?
Well, one of the things I think is important is to, if you are part of a couple, that the couple talk it out and make sure that they understand each other's stand on how the money will be spent in retirement. Because one of the things that's really hard for people, I just talked to someone this morning who said this, it's hard to start to take the money out when you've put it in and put it in and saved and been in that mindset of saver. To start to take, to withdraw, can be kind of shocking. And if there's agreement between the couple on how much is coming out and how it'll come out, which I guess, you know, which really needs to be done with a financial planner, Nick, but there needs to be agreement between the couple on how that's going to happen, how much they're going to spend, et cetera. But one of the things I know is an issue is that people oftentimes head into retirement not knowing what their expenses are. They don't really know how much money they're spending every month and really don't know how much they're going to be spending once they stop working. And I know when you're working with people, when you worked with me, it's a critical issue. How much do you need? And so how can we structure this so that you will get what you need in terms of finances during retirement? It's an important issue.
It's the biggest struggle that I have, honestly. I'm glad you brought it up because I'll sit with people and I'll say, okay, you've got X amount. That's great, but it doesn't tell me everything I need to know. The most important question that I have for people is, how much are you spending each month today, and how much will you be spending each month in retirement? And usually the answer is, oh, well, you know, the cell phone bill is $100 a month and the utility bill is $200 a month. And they try to start listing off these things and they end up with a list of like $2,000 or $3,000 a month. And clearly it costs more than that to live. So people are simply out of touch with how much they're spending. I'm not saying they're spending too much. I'm saying that they're just out of touch with what that number is.
Well, and it's really important to get that number figured out. And it can be done without a lot of work, really. I mean, we've all got our credit card bills and our bank accounts, and we can really make a pretty good estimate of monthly expenses that way. And you've got some fabulous programs. I'm sure other planners have programs, but your program tells people how that money is going to be used in terms of, you know, what's inflation going to be? What will the rate of growth be? And so once those numbers are in place, people can get a lot of comfort around their whole retirement picture related to money. And what I say about that is that then you can put that aside with regular kind of checkups. But that doesn't have to be the focus of whether or not you do things. You'll know how much you have to spend, and you can plan your life accordingly. And that's really what my emphasis is, of course, is on the rest of life, because someone like you can help people through that process. The other thing I like to mention to people is understanding how much they think is enough is a really important question, because people struggle with that all the time. You know, one person will think $100,000 in the bank is perfectly fine, and another person will think $6 million may not get them through retirement. You know, there's a couple things we can never predict: the rate of inflation and how long we're going to live. So those factors have to be worked into the plan. But if you can come to a number that you think, okay, I have saved what I needed to save, and now I'm going to plan how I'm going to spend that money, I think it can give people a lot of peace.
I think I could talk on this topic for the rest of the day.
But I'm sure you could, and better than I could.
As we're moving into the last few minutes here, can you tell me what are the talking points when it comes to personal growth and development and relationships in retirement?
Well, this is a really critical area, and this is where people can get the replacement for many of the things they got while they were working. We talk about creating a purposeful life, creating fulfillment, creating meaning in your life, which is really critical. Going back to the very first philosophers, we've been talking about personal meaning since the beginning of time. And it is a central issue for human beings. And in these personal development areas, and in leisure, and in relationships, people can build a whole new life. And many people do. It's fantastic that they create new relationships or deepen the ones they currently have. You see a lot of people really digging into their own family relationships and making them deeper and more meaningful, spending time with their grandkids in really meaningful ways and memory-making ways. And finding activities to do that not only are enjoyable for them, but create something for someone else. So when we talk about personal development, it's a whole array of things that people can be doing and involved in. Some people like to go back to school. I had a gentleman just the other day tell me he's interested in geography, and when he retires, he's going to pursue geography. I would have never imagined somebody would want to pursue geography in retirement, but that to him is very interesting. And it doesn't really matter if it's interesting to anyone else, as long as it's interesting to you. One of the things to get started on this is to create a list of things that you might want to know more about without any obligation that you run out and do that list or do the research on those areas, but just simply to open your mind and say, what have I been interested in the past that I put aside, or what have I stumbled across throughout my lifetime that I would like to know more about, do more about? And it's a beginning stage. It's a beginning step to creating a new you.
I really like history, so maybe I'll put on my list, audit a history class at the University of Michigan.
Perfect.
And I wouldn't have to write in my blue book exam booklet either. I can just skip that day.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing people often put off because of time is volunteering. And so when we have the time, we can really pursue those opportunities. And I always encourage people not to just jump into one or, you know, sign up to do it 8 hours a week. Really spend some time and dig around and find out if what you think you want to do, you actually do want to do. Really examine it almost like you would a job to see if it's going to give you what you need out of it, and if you're going to be able to provide to that opportunity meaningful input.
And I think I heard some leisure activities in that last answer. So
well,
are we allowed to have leisure?
That's an excellent question. And of course we are. You know, some people really enjoy baseball in the summer and they follow their team, or they love golf. You know, all of the things that we love, we should enjoy. Absolutely. It's just that enjoying them 24/7 sometimes is not as fun as it is when you do it once or twice a week. So, yes, of course, leisure is wonderful, and we encourage it highly.
Well, Donna, you've got a lot of great personal experience with all these topics and coaching a lot of different people, as a coach, how can people reach you if they want to learn more or have a conversation with you?
Well, my email address is donna@changeengine.com with a hyphen between change and engine. And I don't know if you want me to give my number here, but it's 419-360-5584. My website will be up shortly. My company is Change Engine, and that we're all about change. That's what we do. And we help people make that as smooth as possible and as meaningful as possible.
Well, Donna, thanks for the time today on Finding True Wealth. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick. I enjoyed it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As we're finishing up here, I just want to reflect on a couple of thoughts. You know, it's true that people put more planning into vacation than they would their actual retirement. They put time into retirement planning, financial planning, that is, but not as much, what are you going to do in retirement? So there's a whole new industry coming up that I think is really gaining traction as the boomers are retiring now. Every day, there's like 10,000 people retiring and turning 65 every day. So there's a lot of people that are searching for significance and meaning and fulfillment. And there's people like Donna out there and resources that people can lean on. And I just think that it's kind of an untapped area. So I think Donna's in a good spot to help people. And I would definitely not hesitate to recommend Donna to anybody. You can learn more about what she does at change-engine.com. Thanks again to Donna for participating.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.